Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Noidos Hagoyim, the leather flasks that non-Jews use, Vikan Kaneim, or their barrels, which were made out of cheres, made out of earthenware. They kept wine in them, and perhaps other beverages as well. The Yain Shal Yisrael Kanes Bohen. And a Jewish person's wine is in one of those flasks, or in one of those earthenware barrels that were previously used by a non-Jew for their wine. Says the Mishnah, Asurin, V'isuran Iser Hana'a. Those flasks, those barrels that have wine swallowed up within their walls, those prohibit the wine of a Jewish person who places wine in those kalim, in those vessels, and they're Aser B'Hana'a. They're prohibited to even derive benefit. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says that even wine that's swallowed up into the walls of a barrel also is prohibited, like Yain Nesach. The wine of the Jewish person doesn't become prohibited to have hana, to derive benefit, only to actually drink it, because a Yiddish person would has the right to sell that wine to a non-Jewish person, because he can't drink it, he can't sell it to a Jew, and he could do with that money whatever he wants. It's permissible hana, because the Chachamim hold that Yayin Nesach doesn't aser, it doesn't prohibit, something gets mixed into it with hana in deriving benefit. Continues the Mishnah, Chatzanim ve'azagin shel goyim, pits of the grape and peels of the grape, asurin, they're prohibited to Yisrael, v'isuran iser hana, and they're prohibited to derive benefit, just like wine of a non-Jew, divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chamberim, the Chacham say no. Lachin, if they're still fresh and wet and moist, asurin, they're prohibited. Yiveishin, however, once they're dried out, mutarin, they're permitted, and he even, the Chacham even hold, that it's permitted, ba'achila, for a person to eat it. Hamurius, Ugvinas base unyaki shel goyim. Morius was fish brine. So they would pickle fish in salt and that would create a certain brine. Reb Meir holds, Isur Nisr Hana, Reb Meir holds that is Usr in Hana because they would mix in wine. Base unyaki was the name of a particular town. And that in that particular town, they would make cheese, but the cheese was made from calves that were worshipped for Avodah Zarah, or offer to Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're concerned that maybe the way they made the cheese was that they take the maw of the egel, this calf that was worshipped or served with Avodah Zarah, and they put the milk in the maw of that in order to let it curdle, and therefore Meir says it's Aser Hana. It's only Aser to eat it, it's not prohibited to derive benefit. Wishing you and yours a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.